Well, hey there, friends. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for hustlers and dreamers to get kick in the pants business advice with a little bit of fun mixed in. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. I hope you're having a lovely afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you're tuning into this podcast. Okay, so today we're going to talk about three ways to get out of an unmotivated rut. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get in a rut and I don't feel motivated. I hear that often from my students inside Glamorous Academy, my signature course, and I hear that from my students that are inside my monthly membership. I invite students to my monthly membership for continued learning after they go through the academy. And so often I hear my students say, I'm just unmotivated, I'm kind of in a rut, I'm feeling overwhelmed, this kind of thing. So I can totally relate to that. I'm an entrepreneur, I have a ton of energy, but I hit a wall sometimes. So the things that I've share with my students, I'm going to share with you today on my podcast. These are three simple things you can do to get out of an unmotivated rut. Okay, I hope you're ready because we're about to get started. Number one, move your body. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you go for a walk. I don't care if you dance around your living room. I don't care if you do some yoga, if you would take a cycling class, whatever. Just get outside and go for a walk. If it's cold outside, you can't get outside, do some exercise around your living room or in your bedroom or whatnot. Just something to get your body moving. You can go on YouTube and you can get free classes on there. I either do my dance fitness videos on there. I do my yoga videos on there. So I just do it on YouTube in my living room with my big screen TV. So just get your body moving. Sometimes I just really like to, I take my dog out, we go for an afternoon walk, and I just kind of regroup and recharge. So that's number one. Make sure you get your body moving. That will help get your brain like flowing and going. It will get you out of a rut. It might take like a week for you doing that, like let's say every other day to get out of a rut. It's not like you necessarily do one workout routine and you're like, ooh, I got all this energy, I'm out of my rut. So just get your body moving in a regular fashion. I like to do it every single day. But try to get your body moving in some sort of form of exercise several times a week. So that's number one. Number two on how to get out of an unmotivated rut. Tune into a motivational, educational, or just plain fun podcast. Why do I say podcast? Because one, you literally don't even have to watch anything. You could plug it in your ears, go for a walk with your doggy, clean the house, put your makeup on, whatever it is, do the dishes, make dinner. So it's so easy. There's so many great podcasts out there. I love listening to podcasts to get inspired, to get educated, or sometimes just to be distracted from whatever I'm unmotivated about. So go find yourself a fun podcast and tune in, or go back and listen to a bunch of my podcasts. I have over 100 episodes of lots of really cool, awesome things. So go back and listen to some of my earlier podcast episodes. Number three, out of three ways to get out of an unmotivated rut. Write 10 things you're really grateful for in a gratitude journal. So this is how it looks in my life and in my business, or just in my life, my personal life. I write down things I'm grateful for. But in addition, I like morning affirmations. I got this list of morning affirmations from Gabby Bernstein's book, Super Attractor. And I wrote them down and I read them every single morning. And then usually I'm doing my journaling after that. So my journaling is either on my goals or it's just things I'm grateful for. So try that, my friend. Just write down 10 things you're super grateful for. Get in the habit of doing that like a couple times a week. And if you have a morning affirmations, I would recommend reading those or finding some. Also, every morning I try really hard to do this guided meditation. I start my day off right. Again, it's Gabby Bernstein. I download it on YouTube and I just listen to her guided meditation. I just close my eyes. I'm sipping my coffee. I have a newborn baby now, so I do that actually with her right now. I have her on my lap and I'm either feeding her or after I feed her, we're just hanging out and having girl time and I'm sipping my coffee and I just listen to my morning guided meditations. So those are three things that I would recommend if you are in an unmotivated rut. Let's just recap. One, move your body. 2, tune into a motivational, educational, or just plain fun podcast. And 3, write down 10 things you're really grateful for. Just get it out of your brain and write it down. Get in the habit of doing those things regularly. I can promise you, you're probably rarely going to fall into an unmotivated rut if you keep up these simple but profound routines. I hope this podcast inspired you, my friend. Let me know. Come visit me on Instagram. Go under Glam Hairs or go on my Facebook account. Send me some love. Let me know you listen to my podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts, or just leave me a review on Apple iTunes. I would love that as much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend. Mwah.